It was a very disappointing loss. We had a number of opportunities to win the game and didn't take advantage of it. When you look at the film and you kind of look at all three phases, I thought the defense really played well. We had three takeaways, which is something we emphasized that week, and we held a real good rushing attack to 3.5 yards a carry. And really only we gave up one big play, you know, which ended up being the critical big play of the game. I think, you know, if what you'd like to have back, the 4th-and-1 play that they split in the fourth quarter, and then, you know, you'd like to hold a couple of those red zones to field goals. Special teams, I felt like we controlled the vertical field position in a tough conditions. You know, the wind and the rain, they were very difficult conditions for special teams. But we did a good job of, I think, our field position was about a 15-yard difference as far as our coverage units and our return units compared to them. Obviously, you know, we'd like to get one of those field goals. You know, Brad had plenty of leg on both of them. He hit the cross upright on one, and he just missed it on the other. On offense, as effective as we were a week ago, we were equally ineffective this week. It was a poor performance. We didn't play well at any position. I felt like we got dominated up front and got effective and never really, you know, shook out of it. We went in at halftime, and I felt like we settled them down a little bit and had a really good third quarter. Scored to tie it up. I think we held the ball, you know, almost 11 minutes in the third quarter. And, you know, we had two really scoring drives, and then we missed the field goal to start the fourth quarter. But here we were. I thought we were slowly taking over the game, and then Army puts together the drive, and they score, and then we had three opportunities and did absolutely nothing with it. So, you know, we were 2 of 14 on third down, and it was disappointing. So it is what it is, and, you know, we got to learn to finish those games off and win them in the fourth quarter. Fresno State, looking ahead, to me, they're the same Fresno team as they are every year. Well coached, a lot of good players. They believe in their system, and they believe they're going to win. And I think that was evidence of last week. I mean, they didn't play very well. I'm sure they're disappointed in their performance. But good teams, like good teams do, they find a way to win. They don't panic, and Fresno didn't do it. So, but we got to fix all of our issues and get ready, because if we don't, we'll get embarrassed.
Coach, have you ever been around a team that's so bipolar on the road and
at home? Yeah, it's a good word. And we have been. And, you know, I wish there was a magic answer, because I would have done it already. You know, I felt like we've made strides, but we really hadn't made strides offensively on the road. We have defensively, and we had on special teams, but we haven't on offense. And, you know, we need to. We need to. But, no, I haven't. You know, but all we can do is next time we go on the road, try to figure out a way to fix it. But more importantly, we need to correct the problems we made last week for this week. Because, you know, just because we've been playing well on the road at home doesn't mean you're going to every week unless you prepare the right way and go out and perform. Yeah.
You any better assessment of Ross this week?
Well, he played a real good game against Idaho and played a poor game against Army. So he's 1-1. You know, in performing. And, you know, he didn't play very well, and he knows that. Took a couple of sacks that, you know, on movement throws, ball should have come out. And he just didn't. He didn't, you know, that calm I talked about last week, he didn't have that this week. And hopefully we can learn and grow and mature from it.
Did you think that the Army had any different scheme against them because they had a week of film of them?
Yeah, they certainly played some of the plays a lot better, and I knew they would, you know. But that really wasn't the, you know, the big reason. I mean, we got whipped up front at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, when our offensive linemen are always sideways, that's not a good sign. And we were sideways a lot. And, you know, they out-hit us, and they beat us to the punch, and we got affected by it. And, you know, when you're getting whipped at the line of scrimmage, it's just hard. You know, and then especially in the conditions, it's not like you just spread it out and start slinging it. You know, that was one of those games, man. It was old-school game. And I actually liked it, you know, except I was expecting us to run the ball a little bit better. And had we run it a little bit better, you know, and been a little more efficient throwing the ball, we would have won the game.
Fresno State coming in, played them tough last year, pretty much 6-0 the entire game. What's the scouting report this year?
Well, you know, we really struggled on offense last year against them, and because they're going to challenge us, they're going to pack the box, you know, and they're going to come after us, and they did it last year, and we struggled. We played pretty good on defense the first half, and then they kind of wore us down in the second half, I felt like. They kept searching for some things, and they finally found it, hit a couple of toss cracks on us. But, you know, it's the same team. They are who they are, and they've been that way, you know, as long as Pat Hill's been there. So they got their quarterbacks better than he was last year. Their tight end's better than he was last year. They got some real good skill, some fast skill outside on in the secondary and at receiver. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge. I mean, this is a real good football team, and I mean it's a top 25 football team, even though they've lost two. That's who it is. I mean they've thumped a couple of, you know, BCS programs and really could have won all of them.
Talk about stopping their running game. They got three of the top 10 guys in the WAC. Deal there. Just talk about that.
I'm gonna... Well, and you know, the one thing that's tough about them is there may be a game where they just say we're just going to smash Matthew the whole game, and then they come out and go empty on you and start slinging it around, and they have the personnel to do both, and that's a good football team. You know, it's a balanced football team. So the minute you really try to pack it in there to stop the run, they're just as effective throwing the football. And we'll have to figure out, you know, kind of how they want to play us. But they have some great backs and fast and powerful and, you know, and they're good up front.
This has been a close game the last few years. Is this your rival in the WAC? Would you say, or if not, maybe would you like to see it become more of a rival?
Well, I think, you know, I hadn't been here, so it's hard for me to speak on the history. A good rivalry is usually when there's a lot of close games and, you know, the wins and losses go back and forth and you're in a conference together. It looks like we have had some close games. You know, and I think, what's the series? Yeah. You know, we need to win a few more games to make it a rival. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, it's not much of a rival when you're getting whipped every year.
Well, do you win three when they were in the top 25?
Is that right?
Yeah. Whatever.
We need to try to get them in it this week, man.
You think they're going to be kind of jazzed up? Like, they schedule us for our homecoming game?
Well, I don't know. I don't think Pat cares about that. I think he goes into every game as if they're their homecoming game. You know, he really plays that up well. You know, the homecoming games, they're not what they used to be because, well, I mean, who do you pick? I mean, I couldn't point to one team on our schedule and say, we're going to win that one, you know, so – it's a little bit easier at some of these other places, but it's a good week for the students and a good week for the alums, and hopefully it'll be a good game for them to see.
Is it hard to keep the athletes focused through homecoming?
I don't think so. I don't think it's like it used to be. They don't have the homecoming dance like they used to, and I think they probably wonder what homecoming is, to be honest with you. They see a lot of the Greek stuff out there, the floats, but I think that probably becomes a little bit more special to the athletes when they get out. That's my sense.
What about the penalty situation, and mainly not the number, but just the timing?
Timing, yeah. And I think, you know, we got two of the penalties up front were from getting whipped at the line of scrimmage. And so you kind of get behind and you turn and you hold. So if you do your technique right and you play with a little lower pad level, you avoid that. And then the two offsides were right before the half. And we were getting affected. And we were affected by the noise and they're moving around, and maybe we gave up a sack earlier, and you get a little starry-eyed. We haven't, you know, we're not a highly penalized team statistically, but we have had some untimely penalties. Any other?
I guess how about the fact that the game's at home? You got to feel some comfort. I mean, you beat an SEC team here already this year.
Yeah, well, every week's a new week, and, you know, you can't get any of them back, and you can't relish in the ones you had. So, it's the next game, and certainly we'd rather be playing them at home than on the road, but that doesn't guarantee you're going to play well and win. You know, you still got to do the preparation and do the work this week.
Five games left. What have you learned about your team this year?
Well, I've learned, as of right now, we played pretty good at home and played pretty poorly on the road. So we'll see how we finish. We keep juggling personnel. You know, we had Jonathan Zeno in there at DN some, because Lacey was out and Kwame was out. So we'll figure it out.
All the losses there are disappointing, but would this one be the most? You probably had to feel you can beat this Army.
Well, I felt the Hawaii one and this one were disappointing to me. You know, I just they all gut me. You know, I don't think the players get gutted the way I do. But I do think that we've played better as a team, you know, each road game. We just now got to, you know, put it all together and finish it. And look, playing on the road, I mean, the opponents have had the most to do with it. It's not the venue. I mean, we've played some good teams on the road. We can't deny that. But we also can't deny there hadn't been, you know, it's not a third. Why is it a 30-point swing? Well, it's not just the opponent. There is probably something more to it, and we're working through it.
Do your players need to feel gutted the way you do to see things start getting
better? I don't know.
They took it the way you did?
I think that probably. I look back at when I try to reflect on when I played, and I'm sure I didn't get gutted the way the coaches did. You know, I mean, it's your. It's a little bit more your livelihood than it is for the players, and they want to win, but really turning that page from competing to winning and expecting to win and knowing how to win at the end and refusing to lose, that's a big jump. It's a big jump, and there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, it's competitive character, it's personnel, it's coaching. You know, it's getting some timely plays from, I mean, there's a lot that can flip it, but it's hard to really flip it. And there's, you know, 50 programs out there that tinker at this deal, and it's hard. You got to have the right mix, and that's why you stay focused on the process. You stay focused on the analytical reasons of why you're losing, and emphasize that if we can eliminate those, we'll win. And then there's the psychological component of You know, you can't go into this, you know, the expectation to win has got to be there, not hoping to win, all right, and not getting nervous when you're not. You just, you play. So I think that's work in progress, Ethan.
Psychologically, wouldn't you be helped by the fact that Utah State, which is not a household name for winning, almost beat Fresno. Idaho gets 32. So from that stand, would y'all look at it? Does that encourage you?
Well, I think you look at the film. That's what I just do. I look at the film and say, how can we have success against these guys? And hopefully we can sell it to our team. And hopefully the team believes that they can have success if they do these things. And it's going to require a lot of things. So there is, you know, things on the film that you say, if we do these things, we can have success. But that's a big if. I mean, we did that against Army, and we didn't do those things. So we didn't have success.
When you talk about your guys getting dominated or getting whipped up front, how much of it do you see as talent and how much is just guys not doing what they've been coached to do?
Well, I was real disappointed in us not trusting in our technique. You know, I can live when we get whipped because the other guy's just good. I can live with that. But, you know, when you're supposed to step with your right foot and you step with your left foot, or when you're not supposed to do this and you're supposed to look here and you don't look here, usually it's because you're not thinking about the right stuff when you're in your stance. You're not focused in on your assignment. You know, there's an assignment and there's a technique. There's knowing what to do and knowing how to do it. And when you don't do those things, then you're not going to have success. And, you know, I told the offense this. If you can't go through every play and tell us what to do, how to do it, and why it's important to do it that way, then we're doing a poor job of coaching you. That's number one. All right? So we're going to take every play, and you tell me what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, and why it's important to do it that way. All right? And if you know that, then you got to tell me why you're not doing it. If you don't know it, then we're doing a poor job of coaching you, and we're going to do better. All right? And that's what I told him. So, because there's really no excuse for either you don't know what to do, you don't know how to do it, or for whatever reason, you're not doing it. It's one of the three things. And the first two fall on coaching. All right? If you don't know what to do, then that's our fault. Poor job. If you don't know how to do it, that's our fault, and we're going to fix it. But if you know what to do and you know how to do it, then why aren't you doing it? And then how can we fix the problem in the future? Because it can't go on. And that's what I saw in the game. We'll see if we can correct it.
Do you have tests on their playbooks ever?
Yeah, we give out every week, you know. But there's a difference in, you know, right here. I block down on that guy. All right. And then you're out there and it's, you know, there's a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to get all those tests right when I was a player, and then guy would come up and press me, and then I'd be out of bounds. You know, I couldn't do it. So the test, I got 100 on every test, and I wasn't a very good football player. And the test is on Saturday. You know, I used to work for Mike Cavan, who, he coached Herschel Walker. And, you know, the whole tests and tips, I guess this is a new thing that coaches do. I've always done it to make sure your players are prepared. And one of our coaches said, how was your test for Herschel? And he said, well, his only question he had to answer was, what time is the bus leave? All right? Just make sure your tail's on the bus, all right, and we'll be okay. So those are the tests you like giving when you don't have to worry about it. Any other questions? All right.